A Lakota woman with ties to the Rosebud Sioux Reservation is one of seven recipients of the 2015 Regional Artist Fellowship. Awarded by the Native Arts and Cultures Foundation, the annual grant recognizes American Indian emerging artists moving into an established career in their area of talent, knowledge, and expertise. SDPB's Jim Kent has more.
The Native Arts and Culture Foundation was created in 2010 to promote the revitalization, appreciation, and perpetuation of American Indian, Alaskan Native, and Native Hawaiian artists and organizations nationwide. Francine Blythe is the foundation's director of programs.
The fellowship program is very successful in the sense that it acknowledges the work of the emerging artists into established career in their area of talent and knowledge, expertise, and exposure. And the purpose of the fellowship is to enhance and provide more exposure and opportunity.
The foundation has supported more than 160 artists and projects throughout Indian country, including Alaska and Hawaii, through grant making, convening, and advocacy. This is the first year regional fellowships have been awarded in the Upper Midwest and Hawaii. That was good timing for Deani Whitehawk. The Sichangu Lakota painter and mixed media artist worked as curator for the All My Relations Gallery in Minneapolis since 2011 before going out on her own as an artist in March of this year.
The award is really has important timing. It's allowed me to pay my studio rent for the year and other things that I need to absolutely make it possible to branch off into this first year of full-time self-employment. Without support like this and support from the galleries that I work with and people that support my work, I wouldn't be able to do it straight away all by myself.
Adding the role of full-time artist to those of mother, wife, and Lakota family member will keep Deani Whitehawk busy. And as much as she's a bit intimidated by the responsibility the fellowship brings by its title alone, Deani is confident that its benefits will assist her towards success on her new journey into art. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.